machlokas about the aseya
of kedushin yiyu, with the Divrei Emes wanting to say that was not a mitzvah say at all, and Tosfos assuming it's a mitzvah say to keep all the Isurei Kehuna. We saw two in between shitas. Shaar HaMelech said it's a mitzvah say and whatever came before it in the pasuk, excuse me, but not what came afterwards. And the were medayik from the Rav Sadigon and the Rashbits in the Zohar Rekia that it's a mitzvah say on Tumah, but not necessarily on the other aspects. Tosfos here, Damascus Va'akati, starts with a starts with a kasha that we find a stira halacha lemaisa about the dechi and arsugya, whether about whether ase is docha lo sasa v'ase she'eno shava bakol or not. Right. Asay versus Sase Ba'asay She'eino Shave Bakol. So our Gemara does not mention that explicitly. Our Gemara only brings up Aseh V'lo Saseh later on when it gets to Nazir. But the Gemara in Nazir Daf Nun Ches says, well, Zekano, when we see that the Aseh V'Tzorah is Doch the Lav of Kohanim shaving their beards, so that's because Aseh is Doch V'lo Saseh V'Aseh She'eino Shav Bakol. So we seem to have some rayas that it is Docha, is basically the parallel sugya in Nazir, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, about Zekano. Right? A Kohen has an Aseh V'lo Saseh, She'eino Shav Bakol, not to shave his beard, and nonetheless, the Mitzorah is allowed to, and they say, oh, we don't learn from there that Aseh is Docha, every Lo Saseh Aseh, because it's a Lo Saseh Aseh, She'eino Shav Bakol. Then Tosfos just has a kasha that there are three places where it seems that we are doche, that we can't be doche, and I say losase even she'ershan bakol. What are those three places? One is Bav Metzia Daf Lamed Amud Aleph about Tumas Kohanim for Hashavas Aveda. The Gemara says, no, a Kohen cannot be Nitmad HaShavas Aveda, because the Aseh HaShavas Aveda is not Docheh, the Lav HaAseh of Tumas Kohanim. Right, it's all talking about Kohanim. Then we have again on Bav Metzia, Lav and Bezim and Aleph. Tumas Kohanim, Lekibet HaVa'ein. Right, the Gemara also says explicitly, no, Kibet HaVa'ein is only Naseh, it's not Docheh Lav HaAseh of Tumas Kohanim. And, most powerfully, our Gemara is almost daf chaf and aleph. That it's talking about yibum for an almana min hamisuin lekohen gadol. He definitely has an asay. That's the one case. There's pasha. There's an asay. Ki and besulam yamav yikach isha. And we say yibum's not docher. It's the most asav asay. So we have three sugyas that even not docheh lo sasa v'aseh, even though it's only kohanim or only kohen gadols. And one sugya where an aseh is docheh a lo sasa v'aseh she'eino shavu bakol. So there are basically three ways to answer this, two of which are found in the Tosfos here. Okay, how do you answer the stira? Maybe you could say that really an aseh is never docheh a lo sasa v'aseh, even if it's eino shavu bakol. Okay, how do you get out of the sugya in Nazir? Anyone? I don't want to answer this stira. How does Tosfos answer this stira? Open up the floor. Or how do you answer this stira? According to the Divrei Emes and the Rasag and the Rashbits, how would you answer this stira? So one answer, you might say, really? Eino docha. What do you do with the parallel sugya in Nazir? You say, Well, the sugya in Nazir talked about this as a losasa vaseh for the Kohen, but the sugya in Yevamos, where did the sugya in Yevamos mention losasa vaseh? Our sugya. Where did it bring in losasa vaseh? Where did our Gemara bring in that? Ein asei docha losasa vaseh. I did bring it in. What? When did our Gemara bring in Ein Asei Docha L'Asei? Ah, how could it be? Isn't Ein Asei Docha L'Asei? It must be, we have a Pircha. What did our Gemara say that about? What? By Nazir. He says, Nazir, that's L'Asei L'Asei. What did our Gemara not say was the L'Asei L'Asei? Kohen. It's a Kano of a Kohen. So what can you say? You could say that, right, our sugya argues and holds there's no assay by a Kohen. Right? Just as the Gemara Nazir brings it, has the same parallel question. Ah, you're shaved or head of a Nazir. What about Enasei Dovel Asas Vasei? That's different here from Sheva. Ah, you shaved the beard of a Kohen. What about Enasei Dovel Asas Vasei? That's different. Lav Sheikh Nishav Bakol. Our Gemara never brings in Losas Vasei in terms of Zakim of a Kohen. So it could be this is my cloak. That's so good. The Gemara Nazir might hold that there's an Asay by a Kohen shaving his beard. But our Gemara holds there isn't. And that's the Makor, like the Divrei Emes. Or the Rasag and the Zohar Harkia. We saw yesterday that the MS holds there's no assay of Kedoshim Yiyu by Kohanim violating the usurp. The Rasag and the Zohar Harkia sound like there's an assay if he's metamic, but there's no assay if he shaves his beard. Oh, what do they do with the Gemara Nazir? Gemara Nazir says the lava assay to shave his beard. Just that's the Gemara Nazir, but the Gemara Yevamos doesn't. The Gemara Yevamos knows about Ein Assay Dovel Asas Vasei, brings it up by Nazir and leaves it out by Kohen. That proves that we reject the Gemara Nazir and there's no assay. That's the segue. Just to finish what we saw yesterday, right? Someone could have asked, raise your hand. How do you have these three shittas? Isn't it before she against the Divrei Emes and against the Rasag and against the Zohar Harkia and Nazir, where it says that a Kohen shaving his beard is a lava assay? The answer is it has two exact parallel discussions in Nazir. Nazir's lava assay and a Kohen's lava assay. And over here it only says a Nazir's a lava assay. So we pass in a Kohen's not a lava assay and Shalom al Yisrael. Therefore, really, ain asei docha los asei vasei, whether it's shav bakol or not shav bakol. And the reason a Kohen can shave is because it's not an asei. That's one answer. However, Tosos has two other approaches. The first approach of Tosos is that really, it is docha. Just because our sugya, that's the opening line, Tosos Rasa Lakati. Have a much lamer itzer sukana lamincha asei velos asei. Yeah, you could have said because the Kohen was an asei velos asei and brought that into our sugya if you wanted to. They just weren't in the mood. But they could have said Kohen's an assay. Because Tosos holds all the Yisroel Kohen Kohen are tachas the assay. So, if really an assay is docha lo sas v'assay she'in ha'shav b'kol, what does Tosos do with the two sugis above Metziah and the sugis in Yevamos? So the two sugis in Metziah, what does Tosos do with them? He says, lav davka, both those sugis, they really meant the other line. Right in the first line, so there's two reasons he can't do it, because it's a lava assay, and because you can't be docha and iser from up. If you want to learn more about that, come back here at 12. So he says, really, the lava assay part is lava davka. They really meant the other line. And in this case, where the father tells you to do Tumas Kohanim, they called it a lava assay. Really, they meant the other case, where the father told you not to be Meshav Abedio. They didn't really mean this case. So Tosu says that the two sugyas in Bav Metziah are lava davka. And he has the liberty of saying that, because each of those sugyas, the first sugya, this is brought as a proof, but there's a second proof, so you can say the second proof is the real one. And in the second sugya, you might see there were two cases. Since the other case is what they were talking about, no problem. How about Yvam Staf Chafam and Aleph? Taka, why can't the Kohen Gadolim be Yav and the Almanim and the Yisuin? It's a lava say that's only for Kohen and Gadolim. So here, Tosa has one answer, and the Ravan, we know, we're already familiar with, our patron, Maharav Rendsburg, who tells us all the important Ravans. So Tosa gives one answer, the Ravan gives the other. Tosa gives a bit of a Dachuk answer. What's Tosos' dachuk answer?
It's less in Shavakol.
Exactly. Tosos says that Besula Lekohen Gadol, right? I'm using the phrase the Yaseh, right? The lab is Be'ula Lekohen Gadol. Or rather, the what's forbidden is Be'ula Lekohen Gadol. The Yaseh is a Besula Lekohen Gadol. Is more Shug Bakol, why? Does it apply to most people or not? Yes, because the answer is on all women and Kohanim Gadolim. All women can't marry Kohanim Gadolim unless they're a Besula. And Kohanim Gadolim can't marry a girl unless she's a Besula. Therefore, that applies. It doesn't have, it also isn't bold enough to say that's called Shavu B'Kol. But it's more Shavu B'Kol because it's Shavu to most people. A little, it's a bit of a chiddush. Besula God is more Shavu B'Kol because it's all women. Plus the Kohen Gadol, right? There could be a couple of people if you're in the halacha of the status of Kohen Gadol in any one given time. Therefore, it's shayach to many, many people. It's not like things that, like shaving your head and your payas, that's only shayach to men, it's 50%. This is 51%. It's more Shavu B'Kol because it's all women and the Kohen Gadol, based on the assumption, which is a, you know, reasonably founded assumption, that women also, that even though women Kohanos don't have to worry about these halachos, right, the question is, well, oh, women aren't mitzvah nisur kahuna. That just means the Bas Kohen doesn't have to marry a guy with good yichus. But it still means that every girl, if she wants to marry Kohen, is mitzvah that she better be shevah l'kahuna. And if she's not proper for kahuna, then she violates nisur as well. Okay, the Ravon gives a different answer. He says that the lava say of ba'ula l'kohen gadol is more chomer. Because he mischalelis v'zara mischalel. So he says that almana l'koin gadol is an iser chamor. So it's equal to a lav hashavim b'kol. Here we're already, you know, trying to like measure things that we're not sure how to measure. He says, look, this is worse than a regular iser. On the one hand, it's not shavim b'kol. On the other hand, it's worse than a regular issue, because a regular issue just violated an issue. Here, the woman and any children she has become halalim forever. So therefore, the fact that it creates halalos on the people balances out the fact that it's not Shavu B'Kol and ends up being as chomer as a regular issue. Therefore, you can't bring any, therefore, you don't have to worry about Yivamis. The reason it's not tofa is because even though it's more kal, because it's Shavu B'Kol, it's more chomer because it creates halalos, and therefore, it's not nidcheh. Yeah.
Back to the first thing we suggested, that really is not Doche. So how is the fact that our Gemara doesn't hold the essay answer of the steer?
The steer between here.
I think why is there's two different machlokos. Also, the Gemara Nazir holds that it is Doche, our Gemara holds it not.
Correct. The Gemara Nazir holds it in essay, and therefore has to hold it in essay is Doche Los Asa Essay Shav Bakol. But basically, not only is our Gemara the reason why we don't pass like Nazir, all these other Gemaras are also.
Yeah.
Tos just gives a second answer. What Tos the second answer? That really, a lav is not doche, an asay is not doche lav, asay she'ino shav b'kol. Why only in the case of a mitzora would it be doche? Because he quotes here Gemara in Chula Nefkof Laman Aleph. Exactly. Here, this asay is stronger because gadol hashalom. Right, shalom bayis we consider to be a very important factor in Judaism. Right, everyone knows the famous medrash that Achitofel taught a kal v'chomer to David that the shem shamayim could be nimchak for shalom bayis. So therefore, and okay, we already have Me'ah shalom in this week's parsha that we laid this morning. So only a Seyid Mitzorah is Dokhalav a Seyshin of Shavu B'Kol. A Seyid Mitzorah, because that's Shalom Bayis. Why? You have to be of the opinion that a Mitzorah Muskar is Asur, Mitzorah Mesipur is Asur B'Tash Shavita. A little confusing formulation in the Rosh, but if you don't, you're okay. A Mitzorah generally, Mitzorah Muslat is Mutter B'Tash Shavita. It's one of these funny things that you have to say a Mussar for about. Mitzorah Mukhlat is Mutter B'Tash Shamita. Like, as long as he's a Mitzorah Mash. But when he's cured, the Kohen goes and does the whole funny thing with the two Tzipporim, right? By funny thing, I mean that it's a very complex lumbus to figure out exactly what the status of those two tziporim are. In some ways they are like kach, in some ways, but in most ways they aren't. So he does the funny thing with the shein tziporim, then he waits 7 days, right? And then he shaves again, and brings his karbanos, and then the asham and the dam on the three parts of the body, etc., that we know about, and then he's tahor. So there's 7 days in between, like the first ritual of purification and the second ritual of purification. Those are called Yimei Sipuro. It says v'yashem chos la'alo, according to most tanoim, it seems. It's a machlok tanoim. It seems the majority opinion is that he's asher b'tashas amita. Therefore, the could be at least the second time he shaves, right? If he didn't shave, he wouldn't be motzei b'tashas amita. So therefore, it's necessary for shalom bayis. And since it's necessary for shalom bayis, therefore it's more chomer. All right, so that's how we answer this stira. And halacha maisa, there seems to be machlokas. Taka, would an asei bidocha la basei she'inu shalom bakol? According to the first answer in Tosos, and the Rabban, really it would be. Really it would be. And just, you know, the answer up the sogis and babatzi yivamos. But according to the Rasagim Zorakia, l'chor it wouldn't be. And there's no raya from Kohen at all. And according to Tosas, oh, the second answer also, and this is what the Rashba also holds. This is the Rashba also holds like Tosas' second answer. Really, it would not be Docha Lavasation and Shavakol only, and I say Matsorah would, because it's necessary for Shalom Bais. Okay, now we're ready to segue into, into this Makorah Sheik, and start with the Ritva. Right, so the Ritva starts with the same kasha that Tosos de Ramaskel Va'akati does. Allow me to turn to the Ritva. The Ritva says, two kasha, Nifrach the Itzra Kuhan Gufayush of the Isbu Asei Velo Sase. Right, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara says, we need an extra pasuk for Kohanim. Why? Why do we need an extra pasuk for Kohanim? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, Havamina, that Shani Kohanim, why are Kohanim more Chomer? What? Sorry, yeah? Exactly. Deriba Bahem, Hakasov, Mitzvot, Yeterot. Right? It could have said, Havamina Shani Kohanim Sheyesh Bahem Asei Vilosase. That's what we pointed out over there. Why didn't it say that? That's Tosus Kasha. Why didn't it say? It said why you need a Rosh and Zakana. You need Zakana for Kohanim. So you might have thought, can't be Doch and Kohanim because they have mitzvahs to save us. Say, push it. You might have thought you can't be Doch and Kohanim because they have a lava say. So Tosos answers, be much of a main marditzer is a kind of a mitzvah to save a losase. Taka could have said that, right? Tosos said, Enochanami. Could have said that. Tachaz, what we have on the other side of the board. I am saying on behalf of Rav Sadia Gaon, the Tzar Harakia, and the Divrei Emes, I'm saying on their behalf that our sugya holds there is no assay by the zakan of a kohen, right? That's exactly what the other said. And that's why didn't our sugya say Kohanim or Morchon say lava say? Because our sugya holds there's no assay. Kedosh Miyu doesn't mean that. And that's where they get their, then ignore the sugya nazar. Our sugya holds against it. The Ritva, though, has a third answer. What's the Ritva's answer? The Ritva's answer is that no, you couldn't have said that. You couldn't have said, we have a havamina that Kohanim or Morchon because of lava say. Why? He says, because it's pashut sha'asei demitzora doche lav va'asei dikohanim. He says, not just that it's a maskana, it's pashut even without a pasuk, right? Even without a pasuk. He says, no, the Gemara, he doesn't want to say like the Divrei Emes. He says, no, Taka, there is a lot by Seva Yavanim who shave their beards. But, not like Tosus Bigwar could have said, I need the pasuk to teach you to be Dochel Abasei. He says, no, it's obvious misvara. It's obvious misvara the Asei of Mitzorah's Dochel the Lava Asei of Kohanim. Why did the Ritva think it's obvious misvara? Says the Ritva, too kashuli. Nifra, the Israel of Kohanim, go fight, Mishal, the Israel Asei of Losaseh, time to say the Kedushim to you, or really give you, Lelokechem, Kedis Mosefas Nazir, the Eshlomar, the Hachal, Chashim, Ravusa. No, that's not even a Kiddush. Right, it's obvious. Why is it obvious? What's the Yisod of the Ritva? Why is it obvious that Asei of Mitzorah's Dochel the Lava Asei of Kohanim? What? So it's obvious that an assay of Shalom Bayis is Docha Lava Assay? Why is that obvious? A Lava Assay is like very powerful, an assay is less powerful. You add Shalom Bayis. Why is it obvious which one wins? You have an assay versus a Lava Assay. Right? Here's your assay. Here's your Lava Assay. Then you add another building block of Shalom Bayis. How is it obvious how strong that building block of Shalom Bayis is? It's not obvious. Meaning it could be the Halacha. But it's not obvious, misvara, right? The chiddush of the Ritva is not that lehalacha the asay of Shalom Bayis dochel lava asay of Kohanim. That was the second answer of Tosos. That lehalacha the asay of Shalom Bayis, that's fine. But the Ritva is saying you don't need a pasuk; it's a svara. Why is it a svara? Because the Ritva actually says I drew this picture wrong. What?
It's alim.
It's a what? It's an asay is more alim than a losase va'asay. No, what does he say?
Really, when you have an essay trying to be dochel osev asay, it's like separate. First, it says dochel.
Exactly. He says there's two separate. He says two separate things. He says, look, what do you mean asay dochel osev asay? Here you have your asay dimitzora. Here you have your los asay decoing. And here you have your asay decoing. What is the asay for sure docha? Every asay is docha. Losase. So the losase is gone. Now it's just an asay versus an asay. Right? An asay versus an asay. So how do you decide an asay versus an asay? Then you could start using a svara. You have an asay versus an asay. Right? There's no losase. That's nidcha. An asay versus an asay. Tak, an asay versus an asay. Maybe we can decide misvara. What would you think misvara? Let's say you were, I don't know, a tribesman in the Brazilian rainforest. You didn't know anything about Masechus Yavamos. And I ask you, Misvara, I have an assay, but it's against another assay. What should I do? What might you tell me? What might you tell me? What's the Svara?
Shevi Al-Tasa.
You might tell me Shevi Al-Tasa Adif, right? That's one Svara you might tell him. The Ritva thinks no, otherwise. What's an assay and assay? They're like, they seem similar, so you have to pick whichever assay is stronger. Right? You have to pick whichever assay is stronger. The Gemara in Chundat Kuflun Laman Aleph says, what happens if you says an assay can't be doch an assay? Because my own is the highest and the highest. Why should you put one assay in front of the other assay? Right? They're equal. Why should we one push off the other? So the answer might be, if you have a reason why one is stronger than the other, then it should be doche. What's the reason the assay of Mitzorah is stronger than the assay of Kohen? There are actually two reasons. Why there are two reasons this assay should be doche that assay? Number one, Shavu B'Kol versus Shavu B'Kol. Shavu B'Kol versus Eino Shavu B'Kol. Asay B'Tzorah applies to anyone who's a B'Tzorah. The Asay of Kohanim only applies to Kohanim. And Shalom Bayis. Shalom. Right? So we have two Asays. Two Asays are exactly, like you put on those old-fashioned scales and it turns, it's exactly equal. So therefore, if one essay is better than the other, then it wins. And the Ritva says, that's not something a Pasuk teaches us. Anyone could have known. If I had told you, a Pasuk teaches you an essay of Shalom Bayis, or an essay of Shav Bakol is Docha Lava Assay. Yeah, you would have said, okay, it could be. The Torah is teaching me exactly what outweighs what. The Ritva is saying, no, the Torah is not. It's obvious Misvara. We don't even have a Havamina that it's hard to be Docha this Lava Assay. Because Misvara, an essay, a better assay is docha a lav and a worse assay. Why? Because the assay is always docha a lav, that's a cloud, and you're left with assay versus assay. And a better assay is docha a worse assay. Or a stronger assay, rather, is docha a weaker assay, to be more precise. That's the Ritva.
Is there any concept that you say the assay is docha a los assay and then los assay disappears? But doesn't that weaken the assay to start with? And it's already been used to balance out a los assay?
That is a good point. The Ritva obviously holds no, because the Ritva says, look, there are two separate cheshbonos here. A sever is the lav is one cheshbon, a sever says another cheshbon. One cheshbon shouldn't affect the other cheshbon. I'll just read it to you. What does he say? The my time are be amashina say dochalo sasav asay mishin over my oma dahaya semi hayasay. What's the reason an asay is not docha lav and an asay? Because it's docha the lav, but why should one asay be better than the other? Here it is stronger than the other one. Dasay b'mitzvah so shavet b'chol v'ispe shalom bayis. Because it's shavet b'chol and it's shalom bayis. Lachi have a salt and dike and lichi afilo say lo sashim shavet b'chol. Okay. That is the Ritva. Now here this brings up is this really true that that's the way it works when you have an asay versus lo sashim? What else might you have said happens when you have an asay versus lo sashim? He assumes, well, what happens is, an acceptable sasa, then you have time to niyaseis. Could you have explained it a different way? What happens when you have an ase against a losase? Ase, right? Here's your ase. Here's your losase. And your ase. So what does the Ritva assume? The ase kills the losase, and then it's a tie between them, unless you can have a tiebreaker. But what might you have said?
The other ase and losase can combine.
Exactly. It is, are there two set? Are there two fronts, or is there one front here in this battle? Right. The Ritva is in these two fronts. It's docha the losase, and then we worry about the asay. You could have said no. That's not how it works. You have an asay versus a losase vase. A losase with an asay is very chomer, and a losase vase beats a regular asay. It's not two separate fronts. It's one united front. Right? That is a fundamental machlokes among the Rishonim as to how to understand the nature of, now we need to make ourselves some room, and this is a very fundamental hakira in terms of how to understand the following klal, or the aforementioned klal. There's a klal, ein asei doche lo sase vaasei. And the question is why, right? That's an argument at the bottom of Haman Aleph, right? The ein asay docha lo sase vasei. Bezel loshon. Why is an asay not docha lo sase vasei? So one answer is the Ritva. The Ritva says there are two fronts. Asay is docha as the lo sase, but an asay is not docha an asay. Why not? Because it's a svara, my only the hayasay, may hayasay, right? Why should one asay? Now he gets this from the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara said, "Ein asay doch lo asay." Sorry, "Ein asay doch asay." My only the hayasay, my hayasay. The Ritva's chiddush is that he says, "An asay versus a lo sasev asay is the same as what the Gemara said about an asay versus an asay. Every asay versus a lava asay." Is really an asay versus an asay, because on the asay versus lav front, the asay won. It's just asay versus asay. And then once asay versus asay, we have a gemara about asay versus asay. Chumna kuflam aleph, which says, my all made the high asay, may high asay. That's very different than the formulation of Tosfos. In some places, at least, Tosfos and Yuvamasdach, Vavam aleph actually seems to go with the Ritva's derech. Right? He seems to go with the Ritva's derech. Yeah? Our Tosfos here does not seem to go with the Ritva's derech.
No, I'm saying this Tosfos here stands like it would. With, at the end, when he's saying God, when he says that the Yaseh of Shalom.
No, but that's based on a pasuk, not Mislara. So Tosfos says, I'll just read you one line for now, in Kedushin of Lamed Dalet and Aleph, says, I'm getting Lamed Dalet and Aleph, and Tosfos doesn't say it there. But here Tosfos says, Shasei sheyeshi molav av halav olim v'lo dochi le'asei. What is Tosos in Kiddushin Lamedalad of an Aleph say? He says it's one front. When you have a lav ba'asei, the lav is stronger. Or let me put it more clearly.
The combination is stronger, no?
Exactly. A lav with an assay is stronger than a regular lav, and the assay is not doche. Just like, give me an example of how an assay is not doche, a strong lav, a very chomer lav. Ain assay doche lo sase? Sheish bo karis, right? Say it's not doche lav that has karis. Why don't we say, well, it's doche the lav, but let's worry about the karis? No, a lav with karis is a stronger lav. So it's not nidcha by an assay. An assay is only doche a regular lav, not a super lav. A lav with an assay is a super lav. An assay is not doche a super lav. It's one front. An assay is not doche super lav. The lav assay is a super lav. L'chora, it could be that that's what would be a, well, what would be the most obvious nafgamina? The famous Machlokas Rishonim quoted most famously in Tulsus in Chulin Daf. Did I keep saying Kuf Lamed Aleph? I meant Kuf Mem Aleph. Tulsus in Kuf Mem Aleph. Machlokas in the Riva and the, doesn't say who, but the Riva and the, whoever wrote the Tulsus in Chulin, the Riva and the Bali Tosvos. There we are. The what would you say is the most obvious nafkamina? Right, we have two theories. Why, we have a chakira. Two theories makes a chakira. Why isn't asei doche lo sase v'asei? Is that it's doche lo sase, it's not doche v'asei. You just split into two different shilas. One it wins, one it loses. Or is it that, no, it's one shila. An asei isn't doche, a super lav. A lav with an asei is a super lav. What would be the nafkamina? Let's say I went ahead and did the asei anyway. What would you do to me? Say I went ahead and did the assay anyway. What would you do to me? Right, what's an example? I don't know. Yontif is a losasev assay, right? Right? It says tishbos, and it says losase kavalach, or kavalachsev losasu, or different formulations. Right? Let's say I have an assay, visaraftas anosar v'eish, for example. Sreifas kachim psulim. Or, you know, milosh lobizman, or some other, you know, mitzvah assay. Right? Let's say I do mitzvah assay, or binyan beis hamikdash, or whatever. I do an assay in yontif. So, okay, is what Claire read, all of those. But let's say I do an assay and I am Mechalel Yontif. So, what would you do to me? You would definitely give me a Musar Shmuz. And maybe before the Musar Shmuz, you would give me a shiur about where I went wrong, and you give me a Musar Shmuz about being careful with Kedushas Yontif and not jumping to conclusions and thinking that I can make up the chios. But then what would you do to me? Well, Matan, what would you do to me? Okay, if you were the Ritva, what would you do to me?
If I was the Ritva, I would not give you Malkus.
You would not give me Malkus, right? Because I taka was doke the lav. I just wasn't doke the assay. I wasn't over a lav. I was only over an assay. So that doesn't get me Mafter Yonah, but it doesn't get me Malkus either. Exactly. This is the classic. This is the classic Nafkamina. What if? I don't have to write what if. What if? Avar v'asa. So the Ritva should say, I'm pater mi malchus because I only violated an assay. And what would Tosfos and Kiddushin say? Right? What if you're Tosfos and Kiddushin? Then you would say, for sure get malchus, right? Because there's no dechi at all. The assay isn't doche, this kind of lav. If the assay isn't doche, this kind of lav, then I violated a lav with no heter whatsoever, and I would be chayav malchus. This is the machlokes Rishonim brought down in Tosos in Chulin Daf Kuf and Aleph and Aleph. This is the famous shita of the Riva and this is what Tosos and Chulin himself hold. The Riva says, I'm Pater, because the lav is gone. Fits with the Ritva. While Tosos themselves and Chulin say, no, what are you talking about? It's not it's not Nidcha. It should be a total Avera.
Is there any source that any
the Gemara says it all over the place, like by us. Right? Hadekaimel one. No, no, everyone knows.
Do we learn from anything?
No. To the best of my knowledge, we don't learn from any psukim, and I saw it a few Achronim who also said we don't learn from any psukim. So, no, it's just, why should it be Dovelos Sasei Vasei? I mean, if there's a, you know, The Ritva says, of course, no pasuk. Why is Einasei Dochet Lo Sase Vasei? He says Dochet Lo Sase, but not the Asei. Tosfos would say, of course, there's no pasuk. Why is it? Because it's a chiddush enough that we, right? As a matter of fact, we still haven't gotten there yet in this thing until the middle of the Daf. Hey, it's a chiddush enough to prove that Asei is Dochet regular Lo Sase. Why would you think Asei is Dochet super Lo Sase? L'chori, you would think it should be mitzvah of aveira. You shouldn't be mekayim the essay at all on the simple level. Okay, that gets into mitzvah of aveira, right? Tosfos himself passed the mitzvah of aveira, and the Balamor, the mitzvah of aveira is only drabana. It might depend, or there are some people who want to say mitzvah of aveira only applies to ritzoy or only to chetzos, etc. Yeah, at the end of the mitzvah of aveira, so yeah. Now, there's a lengthy footnote in the Ritva here, who goes through all different ways of being doka. It could be, you could say, no, the Riva still would disagree with the Ritva, or the Ritva still disagree with the Riva. You can always get out of things, and he has many different ways. You can get out of things. When I say nafkamina, I don't mean it's like ironclad, there's no possible svar you can say otherwise. But I'll be in the svar pshuta. This should be the exact same machlokas as to whether you have two fronts and you win one and lost one, or it's a united front and you lost, legamri.
Does the Ritva actually say, I didn't think that the Ritva actually said that the lav was docha. He just said that the reason why we have this concept of then asa can't be docha both is because the asa is...
Correct. That's what the footnotes pointed out there. That theoretically, you could say that, no, the Ritva really means because my only the hayase, my hayase. But once it's not docha the asa, then maybe he'd go back and say it wasn't docha the lav either because, you know, you shouldn't be doing it. So theoretically, you could say a svara to say that. Obviously, he's starting out by saying, "Why isn't an asay docha lo sase?"
If they're both there, who says that it goes to the lo sase first and is docha, and then only come? Why not just say that once you have an asay?
No, because look at the Ritva svara.
The whole concept doesn't
but the Ritva, right? You could say the whole concept doesn't get. But he admits that if you're olim from the asay, he gets off the ground. So if you're olim from the asay, but who says you're olim from lo sase and an asay? So the answer is me. You're olim from the asay. And I say docha lo sase is two separate hishbonos. So it's clear he's making two separate hishbonos. Otherwise, how do you prove your olam from two things? Go prove which mitzvah is more olam than two things. No, you only prove your olam from one thing, because lo sase is out of the way. So it's clear he's starting out there. If you want to throw a curveball and say he could still argue with the Riva and say, lemaisa, once you shouldn't do it, we retract the larger chiyas, you could. But I think that would be a curveball. I don't think that would be a push-up shot. And the other nafkamina is just a matter of shakla vataria. In our sugya, this is only nafkamina for shakla vataria, is an asay olim doche a los asay vaasay. That's only nafkamina shakla vataria, and that's exactly what the Ritva says. Yes, misvara. And I say that olim is doche los asay vaasay. But Tosfos and Kedushim would definitely say, like Tosfos here, not without Xeris and Kosov. If you want to tell me Xeris and Kosov, that a certain assay that's Olam in a certain way is built, a certain kind of Losas of assay, that's fine, that's what you need the Pusik for, but we wouldn't have said it on our own. And another nafkamina is the actual case of Tosfos and Kedushin. Tosfos takes this very far. Where does Tosfos and Kedushin, why is he mechadish the svara? He asks an interesting question. He says there's a big machlokas. It's really machlokas we've shown him, and then Mechosvinov mentions it every Monday and Thursday. Whether women, when we have this inyan of like Zohar, women are chayv in Kiddush, right? Because whoever's chayv in Shamar is Chayv and Zohar, right? So everyone knows women are equal to men, Chiyuv D'oraisa and Kiddush. The question becomes, is that a specific inyan of Zohar v'Shamar of Dibur Echad Namru, right? That it's a special din of Dibur Echad Namru. Or does it mean that no, Shabbos as a whole is one unit, right? And that's where you could, and that comes up. It's a big machlokas. What about Yontif? Are women chayiv in Shvisas Yontif, in the assay of Yontif? Or are women chayiv in the assay of Shabbos, right? Do we say, all of Shabbos is one unit? All of Yontif is one unit? So, you know, Zohar or Shomer women are chayiv in. But everything that's not Zohar and that's not Shomer, they're potter from. So Tos assumes that women are potter from the assay of Shvisas Yontif. So for men, Yontif is a losas of assay. For women, Yontif is only a lav. So this question is, why can't women burn kachim suleman yantif? Right? Everyone knows if you have kachim suleman yantif, you have notes or pegol and yantif, you have to save it till after yantif. Right? But why? Just get your wife to burn it. Right? Because for her, it's asei docha lo sase. Okay. There are many ways out of this question, including just denying the premise and saying that, nah, yantif is one big unit, and that's mean by Shomer Zohar. That yantif is yantif, and women are the same as men. But if you assume, no, for women, yantif is only a lav, then why isn't the assay, why can't women do assays on yantif? Men shouldn't do assays that are docha yantif, but for women, assays can be docha yantif. So why isn't assays docha yantif for women? So the Tosus answers with a big chiddush. What about an assay, ha'im assay, docha, lo sase, di yom tov, linnoshim? Again, given the assumption, which is not before Shin Shas, that women don't have an assay in yontif. So what is Tosos' answer? For the Ritva, I think the answer would be exceedingly pashut. Right? Well, for men, it's docha the lav, we stole the assay. For women, it's docha the lav, and they don't still have the assay. So pashut, it's docha. Right? Pashut, it's docha. Of course. Like, for men, it was also docha the lav. Of course it's docha the lav. There's no assay left. But what if you say, like Tosin's derech? So if you say, like Tosin's derech, then not mochra. But you could say, like Tosos and Kiddushin themselves, what did Tosos say? That the lav is still stronger because it has an assay for men, and therefore ain't no docha. That's the context which Tosos and Kiddushin is originally talking about. It says, why can't women burn kachim on yantif? Burn kachim psulam on yantif. It says women can't burn kachim psulam on yantif because ain't asay docha lasas vasay. Oh, they don't have an asay? No. What it means is ain't asay docha lav chomer. And yantif is a chomer lav because it has an asay for men. So even though for women it doesn't have an asay, it's still a chomer lav because it has an asay for half the people. So therefore, now you don't have to go that far. You could say, no, it's a chomer lav for men and not for women. But you could go so far as to say, even what's the chiddush, even when the asay doesn't apply, because it doesn't really matter if the assay applies now or not. Ein assay docha a lo sase, that's so chomer that it has an assay with it. The Ritva would say, no. If the assay doesn't apply to you in these circumstances, then assay docha lo sase. But for Tosos, you could go so far as to say what Tosos himself said, that ein assay docha lo sase vasei, even when the assay doesn't apply, because it still makes the law of chomer.
Essentially,
it's an asay she'enu shavu b'kol. That's interesting for the Ritva. For him, just say an asay shavu b'kol is docha an asay she'enu shavu b'kol. So could it be that for that the Ritva would go so far as to say taka maybe it could be that he would go so far. Then why doesn't he? Meaning, no one's going to actually say that in terms of halacha l'maisa. No one's
women don't get to say.
Correct. Why wouldn't the Ritva go so far? Still, same thing as here, right? Just say, well, the only reason I say is not docha losasa, I say beyond because it's my omei dahai mehai, and here it's omei, because one is shav b'kol, one is ain't shav b'kol. Unless the answer is the Ritva holds that women are chayv and shvi says yantif. So that would be, otherwise, I'm not sure what he would say.
Could the Ritva say that women are chayv and not say could
right, so it seems to us that it would be impossible for the Ritva to say that women are part of the say shvi says yantif. Now we have to look in the Ritva and hope that we're right. Because that's what it seemed to turn out. If not, you can answer with Doichak that maybe the Ritva met here only if it's really all in Shalom Bayis and Shalom Bakol. But I'd like to hope that, so for homework, you'll check out. Okay, so this is a very important Chakira in terms of why Nasei Natoch Losas Nasei, which is something central in our Gemara, and even more central in the parallel Gemara in Nazir. And there are two basic ways of looking at it. Either it can be docha lav, but the assays are a tai, are a teku, or, teku in the modern sense of the word, the assays are a stalemate, or no, the lav assay becomes a conglomerate of a very chomer lav, and an assay is only docha regular lav, not a chomer lav. And we had one nafkamina in the Shaka Vatariya. The Ritva says, Misvara Nasei Olim is Doch Asei Velo Sase. And Tos says, no. Of course, Misvara. If you got Pasa, I can teach you that. But Misvara, of course, Nasei is never Doch Velo Sase Vase. And two nafkaminas in Din, one, the Machloks and Tosa, come from Alpen Chulin. According to the Riva, you were Doch Velo, which is not the Asei, so you don't get Malkus. But according to Stam Tosas, you do get Malkus because you weren't Doha, the general conglomerate Lav Vase. And another possible nafkamina, Tosas and Kiddushin himself. What about Asei Docha Losase? And it could have an Asei, but right now the Asei doesn't apply to you. So for the Ritva, of course, the Asei would be Docha Losase. But for Tosas, no. The fact is Losase usually has an Asei with it, makes it a Chomer Losase, and Ein Asei Docha Losase Chomer. Okay. The one more technical point in our Gemara. We go back to our Gemara. Sorry, we asked in Halacha Lemaisa. Remember, we had on the board before. Taka Asei Doch Losase Vasei is an Asei Doch Losase Sheinoshav Bakol. We saw Machlokas. What about the other side of the coin? Is an Asei Doch Losase Sheyeshno B'Sheila. Is an Asei Docha Losase Sheyeshno B'Sheila. So the So what does it sound like from our sugya? Is an Asei Docha Losase Sheyeshno B'Sheila. Sorry, I apologize. Right. Let's. Chazer than what we say. Asei versus losase va'asei. That the answer clearly is not doche, and we had a hakira as to why. An asei versus losase va'asei she'eino shave bakol. That we had a machlokes, and it's already 2 days in Tosos, and we threw in the Rasag and the Divrei Emes and the Zorarkia. What about Asei versus Losase Vasei Sheyeshno Bishela? Right, so what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says that it is Doche, right? Say, why don't we learn from Nazir? What does the Gemara say? Don't learn Asei Doche Losase from Nazir. Because Nazir is Kalki Yesno Bishela. The proof is, why do we learn Asei Doch Losase Vasei from Nazir? Everyone knows Asei is not Doch Losase Vasei. Why is the Asei the Mitzor Doch Losase Vasei to Nazir? Because Nazir is Kal, because Yeshno B'Sheila. So our Gemara is Mefurish that it is Doche. this was the questioner in the Shut Rashba here. That was his Havamina. He talked at a good Kasha in Nidarim. He said, what does it say in Nidarim? What's one of the differences between Shavuos and Nidarim? That Neder is Kal on. What is Neder Chal on that Shavua isn't? Right, the famous Mishnayos in Nedarim? What? Dvar Mitzvah, right? If I say, I swear I won't sit in the Sukkah, then I sit in the Sukkah. But if I say, Yeshiva Sukkah is a konam on me, right, then I can't sit in the Sukkah. Right, and the Gemara in the end seems to say maybe it's a Svara, right? Shavuos is an Isser Gavra saying, I won't sit in the Sukkah. But what do you mean? I won't sit in the Sukkah. Hashem said, I will sit in the sukkah. So it's not up to me to say I won't sit in the sukkah. So the Shavuot is not chal, but neder is nesher chevta. I'm saying, the sukkah is usher on me. Hashem said I should sit in the sukkah, but I said the sukkah is usher on me, so it ends up I can't sit in the sukkah. What can I do? I didn't try to exempt myself from the Torah. I just made myself a side problem, which made it impossible for me to sit in the sukkah. So it's chal. Fine. Beseder. The Rishonim all ask, Tosas is already there, and all the Rishonim ask, what do you mean the neder is chal in the sukkah? So teinach the neder is chal, but let the assay of sukkah be docha the lav of nedarim. And if Rami says lo yachal devaro, but let basukkah's teishu be docha lo yachal devaro. And what's the obvious answer? It's a lav assay. Basukkah's teishu versus lo yachal devaro and kechol yotz mi pin yaseh. And assay docha lo sas vasay. So ask the whoever the correspondent to the Rashba was, says, what do you mean? Neder is a losasa vasei she yeshno b'sheila. Neder is losasa vasei she yeshno b'sheila. If it's losasa vasei she yeshno b'sheila, then it should be docha. Haka good kasha. So what did the Shoal assume, right? The Shoal in the Shut Rashba, right? Shot in our sugya, is that it is Doche. And that's what the Shoal assumed in the Shut Rashba. The Shoal assumed, yeah, Taka. Taka is Doche, and therefore he doesn't understand why. You know, granted, you know, this is a side question of the Gemara Dar. The main point of the Gemara Dar is to show why the Neder is Chal on a Mitzvah. But, Tain of the Neder is Chal on a Mitzvah. Let me violate it anyway, because then I say, of the Sukkot Teshu, is Docha, the Los Tevesei, the Darim, Sheyeshno, Bish, Eila, because those are Los Esekal, because I can always get out of it if I want. So, that's the Shoal held in the Shut Rashba. Likewise, the Karen Orit there in the Darim assumes that way. Darim, Tezayim, Beis. Also, the way that's the pshat of our Gemara. However, how do you get out of this? What did the Rashba answer? What did the Rashba answer? Taki, you're not going to deny that Nazir is an asei velosase. The asei v'tzorah, v'gilat v'skolsaro, versus the losase of tarlo yavor al rosho, and the asei of kodosh yagadel perasa al rosho. So, doesn't that prove that asei is docha losase v'asei sheishna v'sheila?
No, because the Mitzvah has the advantages of the Shalbais.
Exactly. What you have to say is that really, our Gemara is Lavdavka. Likewise, the parallel Gemara Nazir says the same thing. The Gemara is Lavdavka. Really, the reason it's Docha is not because Yeshiva Sheila. Really, it's because Gadol HaShalom. Why didn't our Gemara say Gadol HaShalom? So Tosa says, the end of Masal Bakati, he says, the part we mentioned before, really, they could have said Gadol HaShalom. They just had other answers here, and they just want to show you, even I say Gadol HaShalom bias, you know, it's not so posh that they're Docha Los Ases. Really, our whole Gemara assumes you can learn from that same Mitzorah. Yeah, our whole Gemara is lost after. Really, you can't learn from that same Mitzorah because that's Shalom Bais. That's the Rashba says here also, and that's the Rashba answers in the Tshuva. Kol Masha Amrim Sham Bivamos La B'davka Nemar. The whole Sugya Yivamos from Nafkaling Mirosho through the, you know, the whole Daf Heim and Aleph, except for the first eight words and the last two words, should have gone from the first eight words to the last two words. Kaka, we don't know how to learn a Seidot Vasasim and Tzitzis. Ella, we can't learn it from Tzitzis. Right? What's the Hamilton learn from Tzorah? That Gadol HaShalom. That only proves that an Asay of Shalom Bayis. It doesn't prove anything about a regular Asay. The answer is, yeah, the whole Gemara is Lav B'Dafka. They could have said that. They were just interested in, you know, for the sake of Yagdol Tzorah V'Yad, they're bringing other proofs. So, but Tosfos and the Rashba say, Ein no Docha, only Asay de Mitzorah is Docha, because Gadol HaShalom, but a regular say is not Docha Los Asa say, even though it's yeshno b'sheila. The now Tosa seems to have a good proof, because where does Tosa get the Gadol HaShalom from? Did Tosa make up Shalom Bayis being a factor? Where did Tosa get that idea from? What? The Gemara Chulin left from mouth. What did they say? A case where a guy already took the mother bird, you know, with the young. He already, now there's no more lav, right? It's too late. He already took aim on the button. Now he's just saying, save the shalach, shalach, the shalach, because we understand that the, even though the simple shot of the pasuk is that, before you take the mother bird, there's a lav, osikach, aim al banim, and I say shalach, shalach, the aim. But we darsh in that. That's true, but also after you take the mother bird, even though the assay is already, the lav is already violated, the assay still applies. You have to set her free later. So that shatz aim applies even later. So later, you set the mother bird free, or you use her for the shteitzi part of chayis to retire the mitzorah. The Gemara says, Hav Amina, we would have thought, if not for Gzeiras HaKasa, that you could use her because the assay of mitzorah beats the assay of Shiloh HaKan, because Gadol HaShalom. So So it's a Gemara that Gadol HaShalom is a is a factor, and that's where the Tosfos and the Rashi get it from. However, of course, where does the Gemara use Gadol HaShalom as a factor in a clash between an Asay and an Asay? Right? But if you assume, unlike the Ritva, here we have not a clash between Asay and Asay, but a clash between an Asay and a Losasev Asay. So it could be Gadol HaShalom is not a significant factor in a clash between an Asay and a Losasev Asay. Can't do a Losasev for Gadol HaShalom. So L'chora, the Machlokas is, you know, how strong is this factor of Gadol HaShalom? Tosa the Rashba assume, based on Chulin, Tef Kof Mem Aleph, Gadol HaShalom, they assume Gadol HaShalom is a general factor that applies to an Asay versus an Asay, and it applies to an Asay versus a Los Asay Vasay. So therefore, an Asay is only Doka Los Asay Vasay if it's Gadol HaShalom. But otherwise, an Asay is Sukkah is not Doka Los Asay Vasay, because that's not Shalom Bias. And Lulav is not Doka Los Asay Vasay, because that's not Shalom Bias. L'chora, the Karen Ora, would say, and the Shoel would say, that Gadol HaShalom is only relevant to Asay versus Asay. And therefore, our Gemara is Davka. According to the Tosfos of the Rashba, our whole Gemara is Lav Davka. You can't learn anything from a Tzorah because Gadol HaShalom. They would say, no, Gadol HaShalom is only used in the Gemara when they had Asay versus Asay. You never use Gadol HaShalom to be Doka Lav. Our Gemara is Dafka. Gadol HaShalom is not that they don't have me that Gadol HaShalom should be a factor in Bidocha Alav. So, Lachori, that's the Machlokas. Tosfos assumes Gadol HaShalom is a factor in Asay Doka Losasa and Asay Doka Losasa Vasay. And therefore, only Shalom Bias is Doka and not anything else. Well, the Shoel and the Rashba and the Karen Ora would assume in the Durham there that no, Gadol HaShalom is only in that Suyi Vasay versus Asay. Gadol HaShalom, Shalom Bias is never Doka Alav. We have a principle. Shalom Bias is not a factor in being Doka Alavim. Our Gemara didn't say Shalom Bayis is a factor. Because Shalom Bayis doesn't help to be Docha a lot, and therefore an Asay really would be Docha a Losasa Vasay, She, Yeshna B'Sheila, so why can't you sit in the Sukkah? So the Karen Ora answers, because there's a special Gzeres HaKasav there. What's a Gzeres HaKasav? Ish She Yar Neder. What's the next word? La Hashem, .. Lo Yachol Devaro. They darshin la Hashem lo yachol devaro. Special gzeres hakasav, you can't be meichel devaro even for a mitzvah Hashem. That's a special gzeres hakasav. But otherwise, an asay could be doka los asay ha shave bakol. Okay, there are many other answers also to get out of. So why isn't sukkah? Why isn't sukkah doka? Losase vaasei din darim. So there are many different answers. The Karen Ora says because of Gzeres HaKasav, or there's Shara Melech who says no, there's a special rule. Asay can't be docha losase if you made it that way on purpose. Asay is only docha losase if it happened to work out that way. You can't make asay docha losase on purpose. So since you made the neder on purpose on a sukkah, that's Asay isn't Doka Losasa, which is a very fascinating rule. And there are other very, very lumdish, answers, but I'll just mention briefly, if you want to look at the Kilos Yaakov in the Durham 7 Tesvav, in the new printings, he says that Nazar is Yeshna B'Sheila, but in Durham are not Yeshna B'Sheila. That requires a lot of lumdish, so in Durham are not Yeshna B'Sheila. He said, in Durham, there's a principle, the Isser of the Dark is breaking your word. Breaking your word is not, there's no Heter of Sheila to break, the Isser is breaking your Neder. Sheila doesn't let you break your Neder. Sheila means you didn't do a Neder. It makes it a toss. So there's no, Sheila doesn't help you break your Neder. But in Nazar, the Isser is drinking wine. Sheila does allow you to drink wine. So he is a very lumdish chap, right? So you could say Xeris Akasov, you could say there's no Dechia. Al Yudei Kshia, that's the Shar HaMelech. This is the Karen Ora. The Shar HaMelech says, there's no Dechi Al Yudei Kshia. Really, yeah, really, an Asay is Docha the Lav and Asay in Dorin. But not when you made it that way on purpose by saying you wouldn't, the Sukkahs are Usher to you. Only if it coincidentally worked out that way. And the very lumdish answer, the Kilos Yaakov, the Isser of Neder is not Mutter Al Yidei She'ela. That's a very lumpish. He says the Isser of breaking a Neder is not Mutter Al Yidei She'ela. She'ela doesn't let you break a Neder. She'ela means you never said a Neder because it was betos. But the Isser of Nazir is drinking wine. Right? The Isser of, right? Mikol HaShe'er Sebi Geffen Hayayin Lo Yochal, that's Mokol Yisheila. But the Isser of Lo Yachol Dvar is not Mokol Yisheila, because Sheila doesn't let you be Mechol Dvaro. Sheila means you never had a Dvar. That's a very lumpish answer.
The first answer you gave there, is that not enough for me to know the first on the right side of the board?
Which first? I think Zeres HaKasif?
But no, whether you apply Gal HaShalom to Esir Lo Tase.
Lich Ora, yeah. Okay, the last thing I wanted to discuss today was, okay, there's also a whole discussion in Tosfos at the end, which again, all comes back to the same question, is Gadol Shalom come into play here or not? Yeah?
Do you think Gadol Shalom isn't relevant to what I say versus a Lokha say? Isn't the whole source for the idea of Gadol Shalom, isn't that from
So that's an interesting question you're saying. According to Achi Tofel, Gadol HaShalom is Matir Mechikas Hashem. So if it's Matir Mechikas Hashem, that's a little sas. That's even without a mitzvah say. Gadol HaShalom, right, Achi Tofel said, is Matir Mechikas Hashem, even without a mitzvah say. Oh, maybe there was a mitzvah say there to save the whole world or build a mikdash or whatever it may be. So according to Achi Tofel, according to Achi Tofel, of course Gadol HaShalom is a reason to be Doka Olav. Not only is a Hapamina, even as Maskana, Gadol HaShalom is Doka Olav. It's a good kasha, I'm not sure. It's a good har. I'm not sure what to say. Sorry for you. Okay, the last toast is at the end here. Shekin Yeshem Sheila asks, again, this, if you hold Gadol HaShalom, then it's a shmizi dechia. But he just asked the question of, hold on a second. This is a machlokas. These are both machlokas, right? But if we assume that an asay is docha los asay she'inu shav bakol from zakano, and an asay is docha los sevia vasay she'yeshav she'ela from Rosh Hashanah Nazir, then why don't we say that tzad ha'shaveh of kohen and nazir is that an asay is docha every los asay, which like seems to be the question at the end of the sugya Nazir, but it's not clear what the answer is. That's the question. The word at the end of Nazir asks, Nun Chesmin Beis. So why don't we say that Tzad HaShavah of Kohen and Nazir? Maybe Kedam or maybe not. Why don't we say that the Tzad HaShavah of Kohen and Nazir, so it should be Docha Los Asav HaSev Yalma? Now I already cheated. You know an obvious answer. Because maybe you could say, really, you can't learn anything from Kohen or Nazir because... Not exactly. Let's just go back for 1 second. The Gemara says, if you assume that from Zakano we learn asay docha lo sase ba'asay she'enu shava b'kol, like Kohanim. And from Rosho, if you say it's referring to Nazir, we learn asay docha lo sase ba'asay she'yeshno b'she'ela. What did the end of the word Nazir ask? But we're not sure what they were the answer. So why not say, through a tzad hashaveh, asay, doche, lo sase vasay, sara shavet. Right? So the Gemara asks that, says, ah, b'yalma ikilamifrach, and then I don't know if it says kidamran, or it says, we're not sure what the gers is. So what's the answer? So one obvious answer, which Tosfos says in Nazir, is based on everything we've said. Right? Why not? The Gemara asks this question in Nazir. Just the Gersos in Nazir are all messed up. We don't know what the Gemara was saying in Nazir. Right? So the obvious answer, if you hold like Tosfos and Ardaf and like the Rashba, what's the obvious answer? That you can't learn the Nasei Doch Losasav Asei because Gadol Hashalom, right? So this is what Tosfos in Nazir reads in the Gemara. He says, really, your premises were wrong. Nasei is not Doch Losasav Asei Nesho Bakol. That's only Nasei Gadol Hashalom. Nasei is not Doch Losasav Asei, sorry, Vasei Hashem Bakol. That's all because of Gadol Hashalom. That's different. Okay, but Tosfos here has a few other interpretations. And Tosfos says here, V'teim adamai lo nigmar minayim matzav, at the end of our Gemara, the sixth line to the end of Tosfos, Yishlom adal matzav brichin and koldehu, that on a matzav, that's a rule we'll come up later, right? If you're going to learn from one thing, you have to have a substantive relevant pircha. If you can learn matzah out of two things, you can even have a very weak, seemingly irrelevant pircha. The ain't a lokulav lochumra. You can even ask a pircha that it's just some factor they have in common, which need to kul of chumra. Even if outside of shavish benchkin yesh bahen iser giluach zeh berosho v'zeh is kano. That is a very, very dachuk. That's a very dachuk shot, but right. Tosfos here says in his first conditioning Gemara, "Ikol lamifrach ma lekohen v'nazir she'asurin b'giluach." Yeah, the lavim kohen and nazir are different because they're asur to shave something. It's a bit of a strange pircha. I mean, that's not a chumra rule. It's not like, oh, well, maybe it's only different. It's only over those lavim because they're asur to shave something. That's not really a reason to be docha or not to be docha. But Tosfos really is very expansive. Pirkei Kaldu, all we've proven is that an asei is docha losas of asei of people who have an iser giluach. But Tosfos says the other pshat he brings down is, if you don't have the gersa to umran, is that you have to erase the two dots of the printer's foot and say no. The pircha is the next thing. Amarav, make lodim kol gufo betar. Or the second pshat in Tosfos. The pircha is ika lamifrach kohen v'nazir hutar michlolo. That's the lashon we shouldn't use. Kohen and nazir are very kal because really it's mutter. Sometimes it's mutter. Hutar michlolo. Some of it's mutter. It's only sometimes aser. Sometimes mutter. Why is it sometimes mutter? The amar rav, because rav says in the next line, mekal adam kol gufo bitar. That you can shave your whole body with a razor. Now, the Gemara says he didn't really mean you could shave your whole body with a razor. What did he really mean? Right? He really meant b'misparayim kein tar. So therefore, since anyone, even a Kohen, even a Nazir, anyone can shave their body b'misparayim kein tar, therefore, that shows that Kohen and Nazir are not so chomer, and only Kohen and Nazir and Asei is Dovel Asas and Asei, but not regular Surim, which are really chomer. Now, this gets into a big lachok we've shown there. What did Rav mean when he said, Heikel Adam Kol Gufo B'Tar, meaning Mismarayim Ke'en Tar? What are the two reads to read, ways to read Kol Gufo? Well, one way is the literal way to read your whole body, right? Every single hair on your body. What's the other way to read Kol Gufo? Your guf, right? Not your head, your guf. So that's a big one we've shown. The Russian Nazir says, yeah, Rav meant you could shave your guf with a tar. He just meant it's not an iser of similis isha to shave your guf, misfarayim kein tar. If someone wants to shave their legs, misfarayim kein tar, or shave their arms and their chest, misfarayim kein tar, that's not similis isha. He was only talking about your guf. He wasn't talking about your head. But the Shidu Betta says, no, he was talking about your head. A Nazir is not allowed to shave, but he's allowed to shave Misvarayim Kein Tar. That really takes the bite out of Nazir. you're not allowed to shave your payas, but you're allowed to shave Misfarayim Kein Tar. Yeah, you're allowed to shave your beard Misfarayim Kein Tar. Yeah, you can do whatever you want Misfarayim Kein Tar, your whole guf. So l'chora, the Achronim point out that this second answer makes more sense if it's talking about even your head. Then it's takahutu b'chlok. It sounds like you're not allowed to shave it, but you are, as long as it's Misfarayim Kein Tar and not a tar mamish. If it's really your guf, it's not much of a hutra mechlol. Which would then affect the big halachic issue of, well, nazir doesn't come up so much, but, is a nazir allowed to shave Misfarayim Kein Tar, which sounds very radical, or is a regular person allowed to shave their payas Misfarayim Kein Tar? So that is affected by this answer. Okay, so much for almost everything in the sugya, except for the most interesting thing on this whole lamed. What's the most interesting thing on this whole lamed? Daniel, what's the most interesting thing on this whole moment? Rashi di Ramasal Talmud Lomar Rosho. I have a very simple question for you. Is Nazar a lav an Isra Hashem Bakol? Is Nazar an Isra Hashem Bakol? What does Rashi say? Right? Third to last Rashi. Talmud Lomar Rosho. Rosho. Alma Osi Sevilo Chusase. The Avigal Vlav Sheinu Shov Bakolhu. Nazir's Alav Sheinu Shov Bakol. It's only for Nazirs, right? I'm allowed to cut my hair. You're allowed to cut your hair. Only a Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. That's pretty rare nowadays. I never even met any Nazir. Anyone here meet? Anyone meet the Rabbi Nazir? No, that was a long time ago. The editor of Rosh HaKodesh, right? One of the big Talmidim Chachamim, Rav Kook, Rav HaNazir. David Cohen was a Nazir. But that was a long time ago. And he was also, a little out of the ordinary. So Rashi says, that's a lav she'inu shavu b'kol. Rashi says, Nazir's a lav she'inu shavu b'kol. Now, Rashi has a problem with Shachim Tari the Gemara. We wanted to learn from Zakano, we said, we wanted to learn originally, we said, that doesn't prove Asei Dochel Osas, Einu Shav Bakol. So if we learn from Nazir, it still doesn't prove Asei Dochel Osas, Einu Shav Bakol. So Rashi says, no problem. V'avgav v'lav she'inu Shav Bakol, v'inu v'inu v'lav she'inu Shav Bakol, but not v'inu Zakano, d'idach tana, t'inu v'inu v'lav Shav Bakol. Rashi says, Nazir's Einu Shav Bakol is only for a Nazir. Nazir is only for a Nazir. But we can still learn from here, because if Rook, Cohen's not Shav Bakol, and Nazir's not Shav Bakol, then you have a double limud for lav she'inu shav b'kol, and we use the rule of meino inyan, meino in lav she'inu shav b'kol, tenei in l'shal lav shav b'kol. That is the most interesting part, is that, just forget the Shachim Tari or Sogya for a moment, that is Nazir shav b'kol. So, Yisurei Nazir, Rashi says, eino shav Bakol, that is Rashi in Yevamos. And of course, that's just common sense. We all know these three nazir are not Shav Bakol, because we're all allowed to do those three things, or at least we're all allowed to do two of those three things, right? We're all allowed to drink wine and cut our hair, and most of us are also allowed to be Matam Lameis. Right? I don't know, who's not allowed to be Matam Lameis here? Okay, only one. But that's Lav Sheinu Shav Bakol. However, the Ritva here argues, the Ritva takes Rashi on, and the Ritva says, nope. Shav Bakol. Ritva says, no. Says, don't give him Enu Inyan. They said, Zakondo is not Shav Bakol. And then they brought in Nazir. Why did they bring in Nazir next? Not to say, here's another Enu Shav Bakol or Enu Inyan. Say, here's a Shav Bakol. That's a good limud. How can you say Nazir is Shav Bakol? What does the Ritva say? How can Nazir be Shav Bakol? It's obviously not Shav Bakol. Right now, if you give me a glass of wine, I'll drink it. And if you give me a razor, I'll shave my head. No, I won't, but I could. Anyone?
Anyone
can become a Nazir, right? What is the law? Anyone, right? Not only men, not only women, right? That's the famous Hayadua. Anyone who's been accepted into the Kolo in YU knows that even a woman can become a Nazir. So anyone can become a Nazir. So what's the lav? It's not like Eino Shavu, it only applies to Nazirin. No, it applies to anyone. Whoever is no derb Nazir can't cut his hair. That's a lav Hashavu B'kol. Right? Otherwise, it's, you know, otherwise it doesn't make any sense. You can say Orla is not Shavu Kol, because it's only for people who have fruits from the first 3 years. Right? That's, of course, that's Shavu Kol. You can tell them Mitzvah Tlis Harsin is Shavu Kol, because it's only people who can make it to Israel. No, whoever's in Israel has to keep that. Right? Nedarim is Shavu Kol. Whoever makes the neder has to keep his neder. Of course that's Shavu Kol. Just because you're not always in the situation doesn't make Shavu Kol. Anyone, if they are in that situation, has this Isser, right? Mezuzah Shavu Kol, even though some people are homeless. Right? Because everyone's Chayv Mezuzah if they have a house. Okay, I think that's pretty clear. That's the Taina of the Ritva. This is actually a big machlokus. The Ritva points out that like his way is like he says is mefurish in Nazir and Chesamid Beis, where it says Nazir mikohen lo yolif shekein lav sheino shava bakol. You can't learn Nazir from a kohen because kohen is eino shava bakol. Hold it, you can't learn Nazir from a kohen because kohen is eino shava bakol. And Masha the kohen is Nazir is shava bakol. So if you start adding people up here, that's the Ritva points out that this is, oh, we need a different color. Mashmos Hasugya in Nazir Nun Chesem Beis says you can't learn Kohen from Nazir because Kohen's not Shavu Bakol. Nazir is Shavu Bakol. That is a big machlokes. Rashi in Nazir says like the Ritva. Now, is that a steer in Rashi? Do we have a steer in Rashi? Lav Davka, because most people assume that Rashi Nazir wasn't written by Rashi. Matter of fact, in some of the new fancy, new fancy Gemaras, they even don't call it Rashi, they call it the Farish. Okay, but whoever wrote Rashi and Nazir agrees with the Ritva, and the but Tosos and Nazir Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis hold like Rashi here. And he says, I know it doesn't sound the way Nazir Nun Ches, but it does sound the way Nazir Mem Aleph. And in the end, he makes it sound like maybe it's a machlokes asogias. Yeah, Gemara's in different places sound different ways. Rishonim sound different ways. All right, anyone else I quoted that I should be Rashi? Oh, and the Marshal and the Marshal here also argue about it. The Marshal likes Rashi Svara, right? The Marshal defends Rashi, while the Maharsha attacks Rashi and says, like the Ritva, I'm pretty sure he didn't have a copy of the Ritva. But in general, like the, the Achron, most of the Achron didn't have copies of most of the Rishonim, but they came up with almost everything the Rishonim said on their own. So it's a big, big machlokes. You know, if you like, you could take a Rashi and Marshal and Maharsha, that's your derech. If you like, you can go collect all the Rishonim from all over Shas, that's your derech. Either way, it's a big fundamental machlokes, whether Nazir is called Shavu Bakol or Nazir is called Eino Shavu Bakol. So what are they arguing about? So you could go back and forth in circles forever if you so desire, right? Say, this is what they're arguing about. Rashi says that Nazir Shavu Bakol, whoever says Harini Nazir can't drink wine. Ritva says, no, only Nazirs can't drink wine, Rashi says, but anyone can be a Nazir. Ritva says, only some people are Nazirs. Okay, but obviously that's not what they're arguing about. They have to argue about something a little more lumdish and fundamental. So, Lechora, the Amnon Luim points out that what might they really be arguing about? The nature of the Isser of Nazir. They might really be arguing about the nature of a Nazir. What is the nature of the Isser of Nazir? Now here, there's many, many different ideas and discussions in the Achronim, and it's we're not really going to be ma'arich on this, because sometimes the formulations are very subtle and it's hard to figure out exactly what people mean. But maybe I will just read you a few choice lines. I actually tried to print these out, but the Satan depleted my toner. But there's two basic ways to understand the neder of a Nazir. Right? The Rambam opens up Hilchos Nazirus and says, what does the Rambam say? Opening up Hilchos Nazirus. HaNazirus who neder mechlal nidrei iser. Yeah, it's one of the ways you make a nether to asher something on yourself. Right? It's a kind of way you make an iser on yourself. Right? It's like, you know, peiros, you know, tapuchim konam alai, or vaser zeh konam alai, or, you know, whatever other nidarim the Rambam, you know, allows. It's a kind of iser. Then the question just is, what's the chakira you're going to want to say there? If Nidare Nizirus is within the realm of Nidre Yeser, then everyone knows the first, right? Everyone here is a, you know, is, I guess, either is very familiar with the essentials of Brisk, either because they are a part of it or they disagree with it. But everyone knows the Gemara beginning in the Darim says, why did it say, Kol kinu nidorim ki nidorim v'charamim k'charamim? Why nidorim ki nidorim v'charamim k'charamim u'shvuos k'shvuos? Nidorim should be next to shvuos. And the Torah, nidorim is next to shvuos. Why does it say nidorim and then k'charamim? So what does the Gemara answer? Because nidorim, neder, chirim, is esor chetzah, has to come before shvuos, which is esor gavra. That's one of the places where it talks about chetzah and gavra in Shas. So, what's the next line in the Mishnah? Unaziras can aziras. Neder chayrim, shvuos and aziras. That creates a whole the idea in the Rishonim and Achronim. Well, where does naziras fit into the scheme? Is naziras iser gavra? Or, is naziras iser gavra? Or iser chefza? Right? So, on the one hand, you can say naziras and iser gavra. What does naziras mean as an iser gavra? It means that I am saying, I am promising. What is an iser gavra? That I won't do how many things? Three things. And then I will do one thing, the karbanos, etc. I won't do these three things, right? I won't do these things. And therefore, there are some of me, it's more similar to shvuos. Or you could say, no, it's an iser chefza. I'm making the toma asar on me. I mean, it's a little easier with yayin. I'm making all the yayin asar on me. A little harder with tiklachas and toma, but it's an iser chefza. Now, I don't actually, for right now, we don't necessarily care about any of those, but let's just, and I'll tell you why in a moment. Right? If you look at it from the normal perspective of Nidarim and, the normal perspective of Nidarim and Shvuas and everything, we used to have Gavra, you could say it's an Isser Gavra like a Shvua. Right, that's what it says, Kol kinu nidorim k'nidorim k'charam k'charamim. Then, shvuos k'shvuos, naziris k'naziris. Or you could say, isin iser chefza on the yayin. Right, this is the opinion of, or it seems to be, it's a little unclear, but this is what they quote, right, the Yavnei Gluim that I put, of course, quotes this as the opinion of the Mahari Ibn Leif. The Mahari Ibn Leif. Right? It's an Isser Chefza on the Yayin. That's a question. Can you really have an Isser Chefza on the Tiglachas and the Toma? So the Mahari Ibn Leif says that it seems to sound like, yeah. All razors are Asher to me, and all wine is Asher to me, and all dead bodies are Asher to me. The Isser Radvaz says, well, I can believe you about the Yayin, not the other things. I'll believe the Yayin is an Isser Chefza. I'm not going to be all that far in the others. But then, there's a very, very clever Mahari Basan. Please don't ask me who the Mahari Basan was. But one thing is, he was a Talmud Chacham Muflag because he was important enough that he had an exchange with the Maharit, and the Maharit quoted in the big mucker about this is Shut Maharit, Chelik Aleph, Sim, Nun Gimel to Nun Dalit. Nun Gimel is the Maharit himself. Nun Dalit is that later the Mahari Basan wrote back to him, Rabbi Chiel Basan. But I will read you a few choice. A few choice phrases. What does he say? He says, "Vanir l'nei zdaik be'inyan naziris. I have iser gavra iser chefta. Acharoi mashikasim kol terasa kenanas al gavi anak. Okay. En afani chel v'yomish naziris who iser chefta mamish ben keneder mehanedarim. Ela shachiv et shum osur alav heini var v'pim l'shnos yayin nazar l'tiglach v'yadavim give a mace for ragli kanes v'olam mace." It's an Isser Chefza. What's the problem? He wants to say it's an Isser Chefza. But it's a little tricky. If it's an isha chetza, that works fine for the wine. It's a little funny to have an isha chetza for shaving a tumma. It says, no, the isha chetza is not on the wine, the isha chetza is on my mouth. And the isha chetza is not on my, on the shaving, the isha chetza is on my hair. And the isha chetza is not on the tumma, the isha chetza is on my hands and feet coming near the mace. It says, because we know in the dark, we say, konam pi medavar imach. How can I make a neder not to talk to you? Where's the chetza? Neder the chetza. The answer is the chetza is my mouth. So the Mahariba san says, Isser Chefza Al Piv Visaro Vyadav Viraglov. That's the Mahariba san. He says, Isser Chefza, like Nidarim, I can do that with all Nidarim. So basically, he could say, yeah, it's an Isser Gavra like all Shavuos. Or it's an Isser Chefza on the wine like all Nidarim. Or it's an Isser Chefza on my mouth, which is also a way you can do Nidarim. But the key for the Mahariba san, what do all these have in common? All these have in common one thing. What do they all have in common? They seem like such a big chakira with many differences. And there are many differences. Like, for example, what's a classic difference? If a nazir sees a glass of wine and says, this meat is like the wine, is that a valid hafasar or not? There's an isser kept on the wine, now the meat is usher to him. But if the isser is on him, then the meat's still mutter. That's a big nafkamina. But we can have a trillion afkaminas, but I'm not going to get into it. They're all, right, agree with the general Rambam Derech of Bichlal Nidrei Isser. And they're types of Isserim. You're Makabel yourself an Isser, right? Meaning they are like, basically, you are accepting an isser. And so why do you need a whole fancy parsha of nazir? Why not just say, I want to asser these three things? Says Mahariba san, I think this is the important line. Again, we're about to forget Chetz Agavra. The important line is what Mahariba san says, Ha'omarini nazir? Gozer love a kasev this stomach ilu pi reishu ozer pim lepi agevin sadly lachas mechuli. Someone says I'm a nazir. It says exeris a kasev that what they mean is they don't mean I'm a nazir. What does it mean to be a nazir? What they mean is my mouth is usher for this and my hair is usher for that and etc. Or shenomer shlos a nazir mila hiskiba leshi moralis agomilim. Or it's not exeris a kasev. Really, the Torah's not even telling us it's exeris a kasev. It's just telling us a mitzias. It's just telling us a fact like bereishis for all kemes shmaya gesaretz. The word nazir in the dictionary, al pi heskin b'nei adam, means these three things, right? Just like I can say uniform commercial code and mean a thousand things and they're all in the contract. If I say nazir, I mean these three things. The word nazir is shorthand for certain nidarim, for certain kabbalos on me. The word nazir is shorthand for certain isurim. That's the general derech of Mari Basan. What? What's the carbon then? That's a good question.
What's the question?
Maybe it's also Makabal the carbon. Okay. Basically, Nazir is shorthand for Isurim. But what the Maharit does is, and here you have to be careful with words, because they're all talking Chefs and Gavra, but the Maharit is really doing is blowing up the whole day, blowing up the whole scene. He says, no. None of this is really what's going on. Nazir is not shorthand for Isur Chefza, for Isur Gavra on this, for Isur Chefza on that. Nazir is not shorthand for any Nidre Isser. When the Rambam says, Nazir is Bichlal Nidre Isser, Lafuke for what? What are the two types of Nidarim the Rambam says? Opening of Hilchas Nidarim. Nidre Isser and? You don't need to know the Rambam. Nidre Isser and? And what are the other kind of Nidre people make, like in Tanakh? What? Well, okay, but more originally, old-fashioned? Nidre Hektish, right? Vayidru Nidarim. What does it mean, Vayidru Nidarim? And say for Yon, that means they're another Kurbanos, right? That's what a Nedr means. Kisina Nil, Shalakechol, Sachar Lashalbal, means in Nidri Hektish, Lafuke Nidri Hektish. That's the Ram Lafuke Nidri Hektish. The Radvazan slice says, actually, you might have thought that Nidri Hektish to bring the Kurbanos of a Nazir. No, no, no. That's not even what he was Lafuke. What was the Ram Lafuke? What's the other Pshat of Nidri in understanding Nazir? It's not any kind of Isser. Rather, what is it? What? It's a neder hektish. What are you maktish? Not that you're maktish and ola and a shlomim and a chatas. What are you maktish?
Yourself.
It's a nidre hektish on yourself. Kadoshia. Kolim Ezra Hashem. Kadoshia. Right? It's a nidri hekdesh on yourself. That you are makdash yourself and turning yourself into something between the lines of a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol, right? You're not matami lemeis like they're not matami lemeis, right? The cutting here is a little more complicated. We'll leave that for now, right? You don't drink wine like the Shasavod, you can't drink wine, right? You're being makadish yourself. It's a neder hektish on yourself. Why is another usher on things? He's not usher on things because it's shorthand that he meant to usher himself on things. Why is another usher on things? On three things? Because a gavra, this chalos kedusha, has an isra on three things. A Kohen's usher on some things, a nazar's usher on some things, a gadol's usher on other things. A gavra with a certain level of kedusha has an isurim. That's what the Maharit says. The Maharit says very clearly, he says, no, there are three kinds of things, he says. There are, again, I apologize for not having printed it out. Neder's chol lechefta is no shaykhus to the gavra. Shua is an isur gavra is no shaykhus to the chefta. Nazir, who atzmo nitbas b'neder, but is kadesh gufo dum yedekoeng. It's not an ezer that he won't drink wine. It's not an ezer that neder, the wine won't be drunk by him. It's a neder that he has a kedushas nazir. Meila, someone with kedushas nazir has halachos. Right? Umimela nesar. He doesn't aser. Mimela nesar. It's a totally different ball game. This is all one ball game. Or, says the Maharit, no, it's Nidre Hektish. Right? And then many Achronim are indicted for many Rishonim like the Maharit. Meaning, don't think it's just like a Maharit. The Maharit is famous, but it's also a Beforish Rush, and the Grizz Medaikim, and Tosfos, and Gosman's Medaikim, and Ramban. It's Nidre Hektish. Niskadish Gufo, U Mimela Nesar Begimel Devarim, right? With Yayin, Tiglachas, and Toma. And I'll just read you a quote he has a little earlier. Shechol Atzmo Behoyle Ish Acher. He's an Ish Acher. The new Ish he is usher in three things, but he wasn't a neder about that. He never said anything about wine. I know, he could have said the words wine. But halachically, he never said not to drink wine in any fancy or schmancy form. He never said not to be in time of the mace, and he never said not to cut his hair. He said he has Kedushas Nazir. Once you have Kedushas Nazir, so you have Kedushas Nazir. And he points out, this is a rush, right? All attired there in a darim says, why do the zeros come after Shavuos? The rush says that Nazir, afli sheneser b'yayin, ain't a neser ayayin olof. It's not neser kefta, also begufo toli in a zeros. But it's in his guf. But he does say it's a gavra like Shua. He says, "Sh'omer harini nazir u'memeila nazir b'yayin tiglach v'toma." You make yourself a nazir and memeila yosin tiglach v'yayin v'toma. It's a little like Isser gavra, but it's not Isser gavra like, oh, I say I won't do it. It's an Isser gavra. The gavra now is a different gavra. It's not like Shua's or like Nedarim. That's what he says. Shua's on the same guy, but I have a commitment. Nedarim, I'm the same guy, but this has an Isser. Nazir, I'm a different person. Ish acher memeila nesar. So this is also a mafurish. Russian Nazir, Mimela Nasar. That's the most important Fakir and Aziris. Is it that I'm assering myself in wine? One way, the other way, the third way? Or is it that no, I'm Makadish myself, I'm Makdish myself. I make myself into a Kadosh. And then Mela, someone at that level of Kedusha is Asr in wine. That's the most important Fakira. And the Rambam, that's what the Rambam's Lafuke. When the Rambam says, Nazir is Minidre Isser, Chal Nidre Isser, the Radva says, oh, don't think that it's a neder to bring an Ola Shlom Mechatas. No, the Rambam meant more than that. Don't think like the Maharit. Don't think you're Mechadish, you're Makdish, you're Guf, and then Mimela Nesar. No, it's a Nidre Isser. This has tremendous nachminas. We're not going to go into now. Just suffice to say, here's the Avnei Miluim Schap, right? And once I tell you this, you don't need the Avnei Miluim anymore. Just need the Avnei Miluim to remind you of this when you're on Yavamas Nafayim and Aleph at the bottom. But then it's obvious what's the Chosin Rashi in the Ritva. Is it Shavu B'Kol, or is it not Shavu B'Kol? So that depends. If you hold like the Mahari Basan, Nazir is a shorthand way of assering. That's Shavu B'Kol. Whoever assers something has to keep their word. Of course that's Shavu B'Kol. It's Shavu B'Kol. You have to keep, everyone has to keep their promises. But if you hold like the Maharit, that's Eno Shav B'Kol. A Nazir is an Ish Acher. A Nazir is a different kind of person. The Maharit says, a Nazir is a different kind of human being. It's a different species than he used to be. That's not Shav B'Kol. You're Makdish yourself to be a different species. And then Melo, when you're a different species, you have specially certain. That's Eno Shav B'Kol. Suppose the Maharit Basar says, no, you never made yourself a different species. You just use a shorthand way of saying, I won't do three things. So if you said you won't do three things, that's shav v'kol. Everyone has to do it, keep their promises. But if you made yourself into a new species and m'meila became usher in three things, that's called eino shav v'kol. This, okay.
I struggle with it. B'chozot, it was his decision to make himself into
But now he's an ish akar, now he's a different kind of person.
But anybody can make himself into an
I know, but they didn't.
That's not the
Rishna's. It doesn't
matter.
So what? Answer.
I think explain that. That's not the Rishna's. This is irrelevant to the Rishna's. The Rishna's, no matter what a Nazir is, what the purpose of a Nazir is, anybody could decide that they're going to be a Nazir, whatever that means.
No.
That's what you're saying. That's what the Rishna says. He says.
No, I think you're. I think you're wrong. I mean, you're right. If you just look at the Rishna's words, then you don't have to say like, yeah, maybe loon.
Right.
But then you're stuck. What's the machlokes between him and the Rashi?
Yeah.
So if you want to get deeper, you have to say, because everyone knows the Rishna's right, anyone could be a Nazir. And everyone knows Rashi's right, but everyone's not a Nazir. So what are they arguing about? So you're right, you could just say they're arguing Stam. There are two possibilities. They could be arguing Stam, everyone knows that anyone could be a Nazir, but everyone's not a Nazir. And they argue Stam how to look at things. Could be, I admit. Or you could say, no, obviously there's something deeper underlying their machlokes, and that then Lingulam says, if a Nazir is not Makabal any Yisurim, he just becomes a different species of person. And then Mela has Yisurim, that's Eino Shav V'kol. It's only for the new species called Nazir. But if a Nazir is just Makabal three Yisurim upon himself, that's Shav V'kol. Everyone has to keep what they're Makabal upon themselves. That's not a different kind of person. That's not Chlok, is he a different kind of person or not? Okay, if you go, want to be Ma'ayim more, but we won't, we'll go on to the next. So again, next time, this might also affect perhaps the issue of Yesh Nevesh Eila according to the Stifler that we mentioned before. Right? Meaning, maybe according to Mari Basan, you know, maybe it's not so Yeshno B'Sheila. Yeah, Sheila would uproot the nether, but everyone has to keep their word. According to Mari, it is Yeshno B'Sheila. Makes you a different species of person, and then the issue doesn't apply, but we're not going to get that answered a lot of things. I am in the Achronim. We'll leave it for now. We'll pick up Mirtz Hashem next time, because it's already exceedingly late. We'll pick up Mirtz Hashem next time with Daf Hei and Beis. The Makoros are on the desk here. Thank you.